Namaskar. Here we are today. It's January 17th, 2012. And here we are doing our spotlight talking with Linda of North Beach. And Linda was very, very regular in our classes all through 2009, 2010. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. I had always been interested in yoga and was told that I needed to do weight-bearing exercises. And I told my physician everything I was doing, none of which was weight-bearing, bicycling, elliptical, and swimming. So he suggested yoga, and I found out how much I enjoyed it, how it increased my flexibility, and that, along with calcium, actually improved my bone scan.
Okay, and then, and so that was all, so through 2009 and 10, you were quite regular. You had monthly passes. You were coming in very, very, three times a week or three and a half classes a week. And then what happened? What was the next?
I was in New Orleans for Mardi Gras. And
when was this?
This was in February of 2011 and was going for coffee very early in the morning on a rental bicycle with my cousin. And it was a little drizzly. So I decided I would hop up on the sidewalk and ride undercover, and thinking it was a driveway, when now that I've gone back and looked at it, it was actually more of a curb, I fell off my bike. Didn't even get my hand down. I was sort of going left and talking to the right, and landed on my left hip. Thought I could walk it off. Didn't happen. Went to the ER. Eventually, all the diagnoses were made, and the large hip bone, the big flat one that I landed on, had a compression fracture, which they compared to when you get a rock in your windshield and you have a little ding and over time it spreads. Then they also discovered that my sit bone was fractured as well as my pubic bone. So the impact probably did the one bone, and then he said getting hung up on the bike seat is what fractured everything else and pulled all the tendons in my pelvic area.
What was your condition after the fall? That means in the ensuing weeks and days.
In the ensuing weeks and days, it took almost 2 weeks to get the whole full diagnosis, and immediately started physical therapy. I was on a walker for 2.5 months.
Was any surgery done at all?
No surgery. Nope. Everything was fractured, and he felt like just with time the fractures would heal, which was the hardest part because there's really nothing you can do. There's no way to be proactive to make a fracture heal faster. He said it would be 8 to 12 weeks, and given my age, it probably would be 12 weeks, which it was. So,
What is your
age? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm 57. 1954, I'm either 56 or 57.
Okay.
Yeah, so it took the whole 12 weeks, and once that was accomplished, then I could really begin aggressive physical therapy, working on the tendons and strengthening.
When did you become ambulatory?
It wasn't until the middle to the end of May.
So we're talking about three months, solid 3 months.
Right, on a walker. And occasionally, not so much here, but when I was traveling using a wheelchair. And it's a very different experience. It's interesting how people treat you or avoid you.
Moving around with a walker.
With a walker and with a wheelchair, yeah.
And I remember I talked to you during your recovery a little bit, and you yourself are a practicing nurse.
I am.
And you were saying that nurses are the worst patients.
Yes, we are. We're very impatient. And there were a number of times where I just did not really believe that I would walk again, unassisted. I did have some pity parties, some crying with friends coming over, and I think it was a while before the orthopedic saw me when I wasn't crying in his office that he finally took me by my shoulders and said, I'm a board-certified orthopedic surgeon, you're going to walk again. And he was right, and I'm walking without any trouble.
Yeah, and when did you start walking again?
So towards the end of May, we tried using a cane, which was a disaster, and then just short walks, I mean, just to the kitchen, and gradually longer and longer.
I see. And then what about during the holiday season? What was your position during the holiday season during this past?
This holiday season? This has been good. I've been good. My orthopedic really encouraged me to stay at physical therapy an additional month longer to get my walk completely without any limps. He would watch me walk, and he's like, just a little bit of a limp. He wanted that completely gone. He really encouraged me to get on my bicycle before Christmas. He wanted me riding before the winter came, and I wasn't able to get out. So I did. So I had my own little goal set, and one was to ride at least 25 miles. So I've done that a few times. I've gotten back in my...
25 miles a week or in one day?
Oh, in one day. Yeah. I've gotten back in my kayak, so that was a big deal, because I have pedals as well as paddles. So I was worried about that. I'm back on the elliptical. I'm actually better with the treadmill now than I was before. I think just that's a very motivating thing. So my New Year's resolution, as it was several years ago, was to come back to yoga.
Okay, and so now you've been back. I think you came back about 3 weeks ago, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. And how's that been going?
It's been going very well. My flexibility was never stellar, but from the beginning, when I started with yoga, it had improved. For an example is I never could sit down and reach the end of my toes. So before the accident, before the fall, I was doing that. I'm back to not doing that. I still have a lot of pelvic area tendons and things that we're still working on. So,
but I must say you're doing very well in class. You're getting I think your movement is very good, and it's wonderful to have you back.
Oh, thank you. My goal now is strength and fitness.
Okay, there we go. It's strength and fitness. Here we come. Okay, namaskar. Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Sadhyam.